these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service, direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor-fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Maryland Democratic Party Chair Ken Ullman has announced that he is stepping down effective June 13th. Ullman wants to return to full-time work with his development consulting company, which is involved in several economic development projects in the state. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has released a statement thanking Ullman for his willingness to lead the party through an intense and demanding election, adding that his leadership was critical to maintaining Democratic power in the state. The Waterfront Partnership announces Baltimore will hold another Harbor Splash event. This year's Harbor Splash will take place on June 21st at the Bond Street Wharf in Fells Point. Last year, 150 people took part in the inaugural splash to show that water quality can meet Maryland's standard for swimming. In a moment, Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It hasn't been the smoothest of seasons for Adley Rutschman, but the fifth-year catcher came through yesterday in extra innings with his first home run in a month and a day. A three-run shot powering the Birds to an 8-4 extra inning win over the Brewers, snapping an 8-game skid. Rutschman in the postgame.
Nice to get a hold of one. Honestly, in that situation, I'm just kind of looking for something over the middle, something I can hopefully drive the guys in and give us a little bit of a buffer.
O's and Red Sox tonight at Fenway. Chance of rain, though, 95%. The Angel Reese Caitlin Clark good versus evil storyline continued yesterday. Is it real or is it the WWE? Reese shared a post on her TikTok belittling Clark as a terrified quote-unquote white girl who was afraid to get into a physical confrontation with her. On that note, here's Bomani Jones, formerly with ESPN, now host of the Right Time podcast on Apple, talking about the off-court back and forth.
The biggest reason I can't stand online WNBA discourse, it's hardly ever about basketball. It makes me want to drown myself.
And finally, Eagles owner Jeff Lurie in some hot water, defending the tush push in an impassioned plea, making an analogy saying it was quote-unquote like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent chastised the Eagles owner for the wet dream comment, specifically for saying it in front of women at the meeting. Coming up in 30 minutes, Jim Irsay passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another gray and gloomy day ahead of us with some scattered showers. Also still much cooler with highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances will gradually decrease tonight. Still cloudy with a few showers here and there, and temperatures dropping into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 57 degrees in Essex, 55 in Owings Mills, and 56 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Some of you might call it Friday Eve. That's fun, too. It's fun, too. You're almost there. It's the weekend. We were talking about the tragic shooting in front of the Jewish Museum in D.C. just last night. Many of you weighing in. I want to get back to the phone calls and your text messages. I've got Lynn from Severna Park. She says, hey, Kim, my sister and I just got off the phone talking about the sad news that happened to that couple in D.C. She asked, why do so many people dislike the Jewish people? She has always wondered that, and I don't have the answer to that. It is just so sad what happened to that young couple. My answer to the question of the day is, in fact, yes. Again, that was Lynn from Severna Park. And Lynn, thank you for bringing up the question of the day. If you guys want to partake in our poll, WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question. Do you think America has an anti-Semitism problem? And you can answer yes or no there. Still looks like 88% of you say yes, 12% of you say no. But go to WCBM.com so you can weigh in. I've got Raymond. Raymond, did you want to weigh in on the tragic shooting?
Oh, I think this is a disaster. And that's the fault of, I would say, both parties back in the early years of this country. The Ku Klux Klan hated the Jews, and they burned their places down for no reason. And this is supposed to be a country where everybody is supposed to be accepted, and it's not working out because and this is on both parties, keep promoting this hatred and bringing in these students who promote this hatred. And we couldn't do that in any other country. If we did, we'd be locked up and be subject to the laws of their country. And it's about time our congressmen and senators jump on this bandwagon and say, all this stuff has to stop. If you're going to come into this country and go to school, you have to abide by our rules. If you can't, you have to go home and lose your scholarship.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I think that's what Senator Marco Rubio has been trying to relay to people that have been trying to question him on that. But I agree with you, Raymond. Thank you for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. I've also got on the line here, it looks like Bill. Bill, did you want to weigh in on the tragic shooting in D.C. last night? Hello, Bill. All right, Bill cannot hold on. I do have some text messages here to read. Let's see. It says, when it comes to last night's murder on Johnny O's Facebook page, I do not see a response, but I don't have X. Let's see. We could take a look with Johnny here. He does have stuff on the Big Beautiful Bill. Obviously, they were there all night last night voting. He did some interviews, it looks like, on some podcasts, but that was about the bill. As of right now, I do not see a statement from Johnny Olszewski. I just see the Big Beautiful Bill. He also, 36 minutes ago, he also made a statement, and he posted this toward Secretary Rubio talking about what happened in the Oval Office yesterday with the president of South Africa. Let me go to his other page, though, because he's got more than one X page here, depending on, you know, if it's his actual Hill page or not. I don't want to say that he doesn't have anything. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Representative Johnny Olszewski does have a statement. This is 9 hours ago. Deeply saddened and horrified by the fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy officials near the Capitol Jewish Museum tonight. My thoughts remain with their families, the injured, and all those impacted by this senseless act of violence. We must stand united against hate. So there it is, Texter. So if you went to his private pages, yes, it's not on there. But on his official Congressional X feed, it's on there. But yeah, like I said, and that's what we have to check too, because some people, many of them have more than one page, right? One, they post more personal stuff, and then of course you've got the official page. Let's see, Debbie says, MAGA doesn't promote Nazis. Debbie, so when the caller said that, I just wanted to make sure you knew, you said hang up on him. So Debbie, unfortunately, there are conservative influencers in the MAGA movement that have podcasts like Jake Shields, Candace Owens, Ian Carroll, a lot of stuff coming out of Tucker Carlson these days. They have podcasts where they do, in fact, promote some of these things that you're seeing that could be, you could hear the same thing during a protest at Columbia University where they're chanting, free Palestine. Unfortunately, we have those people within the party. And, I'm not going to sit here and deny that. That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Now, if you don't listen to their podcast or you don't follow them on X or some of these accounts or their YouTube channel, perhaps you haven't seen it because they don't actually say this in interviews, right? So if they sit down for an interview on Fox News or Newsmax, they won't say it then. But if you look at their personal podcast, they absolutely say it all the time. Let's see. Doug asked, what Republican politician said they supported Hitler? As far as a Republican politician, Doug, I don't know. I was just referring to those that are conservative influencers, quote unquote. That I have seen plenty of times. Plenty of times. Let's see. I've got one from Robert. Robert says, hi, Cam. I think we have an ignorance problem when it comes to the political conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians, which are both Semitic people. Also, how did the shooter at the museum know the victims he chose were Jewish or Israeli? Robert, I think that's what a lot of people are saying. He couldn't have known. And I think he was just waiting outside of the museum. And then he just kind of targeted whoever. But we'll find out later in the days to come. Robert goes, were the victims specifically targeted in advance? Like I said, we'll find out in the days to come. Possibly he knew that they worked at the embassy. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows that right now. Robert goes on to say the shooter himself looks like he could pass for Jewish, quote unquote, and unsuspectingly blend in at the museum, especially if he were wearing a kippah. As there are Spanish Jews, the most people are clueless about that. Seems strange that he would discard the gun, then surrender to the museum security, then confess. Sounds like he was under mind control. Yeah, Robert, like I said, I those are all great questions, by the way. But I don't know, we're probably not going to know that in the first 24 hours. They did report, and this is what I heard this morning, he discarded the gun in the bushes, and then he went inside. And inside the museum, he must have had blood splatter on him from the couple. Because inside the museum, there was a woman there that spoke to police. She said she took him aside and thought that he could have possibly been a victim of the shooting because of the blood that he had on him. So she took him aside, got him some water, sat him down, and then the police, I don't know how they acted so quickly. Again, we're going to, I'm sure, learn about all these things. But for some reason, they knew that this gunman had retreated into the museum. And so they went in, and then that's where you see some cell phone video of there were two police officers that were cuffing him and dragging him out of the museum door. And as he was leaving the museum door, that's when he shouted, Free Palestine. And then, of course, the woman that took him in and gave him a glass of water, she was in absolute shock. There was one video I saw where the video actually panned over to that woman that helped him. And, she almost fell to her knees. She couldn't believe that she was helping the shooter. But of course, this is just a woman seeing blood splatter on this young guy thinking, oh my God, get over here. Are you okay? And obviously, he was able to trick her. But yes, could he have been under some kind of mind control? I don't know. The fact that anybody would do this is insane to me. I got Vincent in Baltimore. Vincent, do you want to weigh in?
Yes, I did. I wonder, I heard you just tuned in and you mentioned a question. I don't know the details on, and you gave a lot just now concerning this couple. I wanted to answer the question about does America have a Jewish hatred problem?
Oh, right, yep.
That's almost correct. It is the world that has a Jewish hatred problem, because it says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And that's Jesus speaking in John 15:18. That's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And, you know, it, you start, and Christians get it by osmosis because, you know, we're grafted into the family of the Jews by being Christians and following Christ. And we have that situation. And that's why you saw a lot of attacks on Christians during the last 4 years as well. And it's escalating, and it will escalate and get worse. That's just a lot of what's coming. If you read the word, you'll see that you're just seeing the beginnings of these things. It's going to get worse. But have no fear. Have hope and faith and trust, and everything will be all right. There you go.
Yeah, Vincent, I think you're right. The world has this problem. Thank you so much for waiting in. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. Let's see. Next up, we've got George. Good morning, George. You want to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Nice speaking to you again. George is my name. You got to be mindful of the fact that a lot of this hate, most of the hate being ginned up here in this country, is coming off of the liberal progressive left who have become lunatics. You remember that Ilhan Omar called for the death of Netanyahu and the death of Jews. Squad members have said that. They're ginning up the hate to make people like this poor young man, who sounds like he's mind control. I mean, he's so full of hate and so full of anti-Israel, anti-Jew, that he's willing to destroy the lives of two innocent people and destroy his own life, because he's gone. He's done. But this is all coming out of the liberal, progressive, Democrat left.
Yeah.
90% of it. I have heard not one Republican say from the river to the sea. I've heard not one conservative call for the deaths of Jews and Israelis and whatever. It's just not happening. But it is happening in the left, which is what you're seeing in the Columbia campus, the Harvard campus, the NYU campus. That's liberal progressive left that's doing that. So be mindful of that when we discuss it, because those are the people that are pushing it. So there's that. That's my story. Have a very good day.
Okay, George, you have a great weekend, and I will say this again because this is actually my job. I follow all these conservative podcasters. I follow them all, okay? Yes, there is a large part of this on the left, but if you are not on X or you are not on YouTube and you're not watching Rumble, these personal podcasts, people like Jake Shields, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson have said it on his podcast, which only airs on X, by the way. He has a contract with X, so that his podcast only goes on X. So if you guys are not on X, sure, you haven't seen it. Sure, and that's fine. You haven't seen it. But you can't sit here and tell me, because I've talked about this for weeks now, you can't tell me that there aren't Republicans that are also saying this kind of stuff. Okay, now are they chanting from the river to the sea? No. Are they saying free Palestine? No. But if you look at some of their podcasts, you'll see where they say Jews control everything. Candace Owens recently had a podcast where she said President Trump specifically was being controlled by Israel and that he needed to get Israel out of the White House. There are a bunch of TikTok videos out there condemning her for saying such a thing. It is happening on the right, whether people want to admit it or not. We'll discuss more when we get back.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But as a fisherman in a small village in Indonesia, the cost of surgery was out of reach. Their lives were transformed thanks to Smile Train, which sponsors free, life-changing cleft surgeries and other essential treatments. Rajib's surgery marked Smile Train's 2 millionth, and incredibly, Aleem's was the 2 million and first. Now, their smiles are a symbol of hope for children with clefts all over the world. 540 babies are born with a cleft each day, But through Smile Train, millions of lives have been changed. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, we are wrapping up this conversation on the tragedy. It occurred just last night in D.C. in front of the Jewish Museum. If anybody else, you know what, before I move on to the next caller, if you don't believe that Republicans are saying these things, if you want to go to X and just put in the hashtag false flag and then watch the Republicans that pop up that believe that that attack last night was a false flag, okay, they're saying it. They're there. And they're in the MAGA movement. Now, do I think any, you know, do I believe that any of those people have any credibility? I do not. I never did. But there are some people that follow them and believe them. I've got Greg. Greg, do you want to weigh in? Greg? All right. Greg cannot hold on. We've got Daryl and Davidson. Daryl, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Lack of education and history. I believe everybody should read Ben Carson's book, Gifted Hands. And if you read his book and if you look up Jaime Solomon, he saved America during the Revolution, donating all his money here. And on top of that, there's just so many stereotypes because of lack of education. I grew up, I'm Jewish, so I've lived it, and I lived it, and I played a lot of ball, you know, sports, and my friends would say, "Oh, you're Jewish?" I said, "Yeah, why?" "Oh, you don't act Jewish." And I said, "Well, how's a Jew supposed to act? You know, you can act in people." Because of all this, the stereotyping going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, 6 million Jews would have loved to have been slaves. It's a long history that people don't understand. And I'm not 100% if this is correct. Back in the day of Hitler, I believe Jesse Owens went to the Olympics because Hitler wouldn't let a Jewish sprinter go, and it still worked out fine for the USA because Jesse Owens kicked his butt.
Yeah.
It is lack of education because I have friends, I'm good friends with, "Oh, don't Jew me down." And they don't know I'm Jewish, but I've been in business too. And I'm going to tell you, some of the toughest business dealings are with the Asians, and some of the people in the Middle East are the toughest.
Yeah.
Or the most frugal, I should say.
Yeah.
But anyway, everybody read that Ben Carson, Gifted Hands. They'll learn something about America, life. and how we all should really behave and act.
Yeah. Well, Daryl, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for weighing in. Tiffany from the county says, Cam, I agree with you. Anti-Semitism on both sides. In my opinion, this is why we need to deal with Iran. They are funding these hate groups. We have to stand with Israel and let them finish the war. This stuff will continue to make its way over here unless we stop it. May those two young souls rest in peace. Again, Tiffany, the county. I agree with you, Tiffany. And then George in Pikesville. George, you wanted to weigh in. I got about 2 minutes.
4 years ago, an Israeli visiting Baltimore for a wedding, and the Orthodox was murdered, and that was terrorism. This was terrorism. Shame on the squad members and others that aren't recognizing what it is. D.C. is too close. We have several other sites up here. Obviously, the Pikesville, right where the station is, you have several synagogues, numerous shopping areas, and anybody could pull something. And I've seen, you know, people attired in the way they shouldn't be, you know, covered head to toe, and you know, I've gotten triggered myself. But as far as last night, we're all extremely grief-stricken. You know, we're all Jews. I mean, I grew up in Carroll County, going to public school part of the time, and I didn't act overtly Jewish, if that's what he was talking about, but, you know, we all hurt. These people, these couple was about to get engaged, you know, I just nothing else to say, but obviously, you know, we're hated. What else can we say?
Yeah, and it is sad, George, and I'm sorry that your community is dealing with this, and hopefully we get a handle on it soon, all right?
The groups like the Baltimore Zionist District have put out, you know, statements, and as I said, it's universally condemned. And as far as Van Hollen and the other officials that pollen Israel, up until now, they really need to go out and do more than just putting, you know, lip service on these press releases, because you know, every little bit has been egging these people on, you know, from the rallies and things you see around the country and in New York. But last night was horrible. You know, I was jolted awake. I fell asleep early, and about 11 o'clock I woke up, and I've just been like, you know, it's just, we're just beside ourselves.
Yes. Well, George, I am so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Thank you so much for sharing today. Thank you. Thank you. And it is. It's sad. And it's unfortunate. George is right. There have been attacks all over the state of Maryland. You know, and this is where we are. Yeah, and hopefully we can get a handle on it. Coming up next, I do want to play you some of that sound. I have the audio from the South African president in the Oval Office. I also want to move over to Baltimore City. Another woman was hit. It looks like she was somewhat T-boned, like the woman in Howard County, by a stolen vehicle. Now, this person is still on the run, but according to that woman, she believed that person driving the vehicle was a minor. She cannot be sure, but we'll talk about that and so much more when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's budget bill cleared the House this morning by a single vote. The bill, which includes spending and tax cuts, now goes to the Senate. With a 4-4 ruling, the Supreme Court effectively ending a publicly funded Catholic charter school in Oklahoma. Justice Amy Coney Barrett did not participate. She's friends with a Notre Dame law professor who had advised the school. Free Palestine, the phrase witnesses say the gunman was shouting after he fatally shot two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington, D.C. last evening. It happened outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. Rising prices, mortgage rates put a chill on spring home buying as April sales of previously owned homes fell. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 176 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 30 points. More details at srnnews.com.
One more time before you wake up in the wild. Your eyes, I see your flowers slowly dying.
Together with the Nature Conservancy, you have the power to make a difference. For unspoiled nature, for beautiful wildlife, and for people everywhere. Together, we can find a way to ensure that all life on Earth can thrive.
Oh, in the wild.
Our natural world needs us now
Every day, we lose more lands, waters, and the wild species that depend on them. To learn more, visit nature.org today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A late-inning breakthrough for the Birds.
Runners on second and third, and nobody out for Rutschman. Get up, ball.
Deep to left, Adley Rutschman toward the wall.
Yeah. It's gone!
An ice-breaking three-run shot. Adley Rutschman goes right on left, goes out to left, and the Orioles have opened it up here in the 11th.
Kevin Brown, Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Rutschman's first home run in a month and a day. Cemented the 8-4 win for Baltimore yesterday, snapping the Birds' 8-game losing streak. It was the first Major League coaching win for Tony Mancelino.
This whole thing isn't about me. Everybody's congratulating you for your first win. I don't really feel that way about it. It's more for the players and the organization.
NFL news, news that I'm sure will summon mixed emotions here in Baltimore because of the family name. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, who had led the team since 1997, has died. Irsay's father, Bob, reviled in Baltimore for moving the franchise on that snowy March night in 1984. No cause of death released last night. Jim Irsay was 65. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball returning to Charm City. And that is Stein on Sports.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit Oatwire Foundation. Nation.org to get your tickets now.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another soggy day ahead of us with some scattered showers, little bit of fog, and cooler temperatures. Highs only in the upper 60s. Some scattered showers will continue on and off tonight with lows close to 50. After that, we'll start to dry things out for your Friday with a nice mix of sun and clouds, just a stray shower with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
All right. I did want to play some of the sound for you. We're not going to get deep into it, but Trump was in the Oval Office yesterday with the president of South Africa. And in case you have not seen it lately, Elon Musk and President Trump has been speaking quite a bit lately about the genocide of white farmers in South Africa. And I believe, and I couldn't find where this was confirmed, but I believe the South African president was in town, not necessarily asking for money. From what I read, that there was a lot of money that was through USAID that was supposed to be going to South Africa that I guess is kind of on the chopping block. And I believe the South African president was in town to talk about that. Now, I've only seen two different publications post that, not everyone, one of them being Breitbart. So I am not quite certain. So don't quote me on that. But they're saying that is why he was there to begin with. Well, as he was sitting there, you had President Trump that decided to play some videos of the massacre there in South Africa. And I believe the South African president and his staff had no idea. So they were completely caught off guard. And like I said, if you want to take a look at it, you can. It's all over. Social media, but President Trump also took questions from reporters. So I do have some sound from reporters. This is after he showed the videos of the murdered white farmers to the entire office. Take a listen.
Seen on the screen.
I don't know. Look, these are articles over the last few days. Death of people. Death. 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 Horrible death. Death. I don't know.
To
pick anyone, white South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws. And this is all. I mean, I'll give these to you. So when you say, what would I like to do? I don't know what to do. Look at this. White South African couples say that they were attacked violently. And
when will you go and see for yourself if it isn't?
Well, I could do that. Look, here's burial sites all over the place. These are all white farmers that are being burned. And he asks about a jet that was given. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know, you are so bad. You're such a bad reporter. This is one after another. This family was wiped out. I'm just looking.
Can we get a report from President Trump?
What's your reaction to those videos, Mr. President
Trump?
Well, I think the videos are so. No. When you look at the videos, I mean, how does it get worse? And these are people that are officials, and they're saying that kill the white farmer and take their land. That's what it is. And I have other friends in South Africa, I have people that left, one in particular that says you can't go there. He said they want to take your land, and they kill you.
All right. Again, that was President Trump in the Oval Office, and he had, about a dozen reporters there. The South African president was there, and then his staff, he looks like he traveled with about six or seven people. I'm trying to look around the room, but it was very hard to see with the angles that they had showing this. Now, there are some people online that are saying that, this has everything to do with the South African government, and they're allowing for the murder of these white farmers and taking their land. Well, you have some people saying that that is not connected to the South African government at all. And so President Trump sat there, questioned him. The South African president, he just said, you know what, let me take a look at where this is. He said that he did not recognize any of the farmland that he was shown in the videos. So I'm not quite certain even where this stands. From what I can tell, those that were reporting on this are saying that the South African president will look into the genocide. But that's as far as I can see thus far as those that are reporting on this. I've got William. William, did you want to weigh in on this topic?
Yes. I'm going to go with Israel first, then with South Africa. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. To Israel, I'm a friend of Israel. God bless Israel. It all started, all this racialism and all this, they all came from out of Mount Sinai, of where Abraham started his family. Then they ended up at Mount Zion. And Mount Zion is where God spoke to all the tribes and explained everything. Yeah, it comes into a spiritual warfare between God and the devil and the hatred and everything else, and how a lot of these Middle East countries were taken over and hijacked by different names. Like the true Muhammad that I understood from an Islam brother was a poor kid that could not speak and everything else, and the angel Gabriel gave him voice and made him a prophet and spoke. That's the story I heard. Because if you ever look through the scriptures, he always gives people the voice of understanding and hearing. And everybody hates the Jews for what? Because they hate Christ. So the Jews are first, the Christians and spiritual people within the belief are always there. Because look at what German Nazism did. They killed their own people. They kill crippled children, anybody that retarded. They did all these transgender work on the Jewish people and everything else.
and the song remains the same as it is right now. And talk about hatred. Reason they spit out hatred is because they know they can use the medical field to put people depressed, then they can control them, then the government gets hold of them and use mind control on them and everything else. And with South Africa, this has been going on for a long time. And they kill the white farmers, then they're going to be starving to death because they don't know how to farm and all. Then they're going to ask for American sport and world sport to feed their children in the next 5-10 years. That's my theory.
Wow.
God bless Israel.
Yeah, well, thank you, William, so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm trying to.
All right.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. You know, interesting enough, I did see some posts from people online that was, repeating something similar there as far as taking the land from the white farmers. I did see where people thought that they were going to starve, but that, look, am I going to say that that's wrong? Absolutely not. I'm not going to say that that's not right, not right at all, but there were some people online saying, well, you know, they'll soon realize that they really truly needed those farmers. And I wonder, you know, if they were trying to say something similar to what William said there. Obviously, we'll keep our eye on the story. I couldn't go into, like I said, in depth there because it didn't look like it ended with any kind of solution. I mean, it really, the South African president said, I'll look into it. And that was it. You know, he didn't say, I'll look into it to make sure it, you know, it stops immediately. He did not say that from what I've found. All right. I did have a lot of other topics to talk about today. I did mention before we went to a break or two ago. I mentioned that James Comey, he is speaking on how that 8647 post came to be on his Instagram account. The next day, we were told that he didn't know what 8647 meant. So when he posted it, you know, he didn't mean we should cancel President Trump or terminate President Trump. He said that's not what he meant to say. He just thought it was crazy that the shells had shaped this 8647, and he happened upon it while he was walking on the beach with his wife. Well, anyways, turns out, and I didn't know this until I watched this clip, turns out James Comey has a book coming out. Yes, he has a book coming out. So now this kind of makes sense because this is how they promote their books. It's evil. It's sick. This is where we've come with some of the marketing here. But take a listen to what James Comey had to say.
Is this Instagram?
Instagram,
You grammed this. You were walking down the beach. What happened? You were walking down the beach and you saw this on the beach?
Yeah, my wife and I, Patrice, were walking on the beach and saw those numbers in shells on the beach. And
you didn't do this. Somebody else did this.
Yeah, somebody else did it. We were on a walk preparing for this week,
right,
the rollout of my book.
Yep.
She looked at it and said, why'd someone put their address in the sand?
All right.
And then we stood at it, trying to figure out what it was. And she'd long been a server in restaurants. And she said, you know what I think it is?
Yeah.
I think it's a reference to restaurants when you would 86 something in a restaurant.
Right, it's off the menu.
Yeah. I said, no, I remember when I was a kid, you'd say 86 to get out of a place. This place stinks, let's 86 it.
Right. I was a bartender. You would 86 a customer if they were getting drunk. Like, let's 86 them. Let's, like, give them a low-proof alcohol or something like that. Yeah.
And so I said, I think it's a clever political message. And she said, you should take a picture of it. I said, sure. And then she said, you should Instagram that. And boom.
So now we're to believe that Comey not only didn't know what 8647 meant, we're supposed to believe that it was left there by some random stranger. And his wife, and this is the former director of the FBI, his wife is so stupid, apparently. She says, I can't believe somebody would put their address in the sand. Now, do I believe that James Comey would marry a woman with such a low IQ? No, I don't believe it. I don't even believe this story. I don't believe any of it. I believe that he was trying to sell his book. And I love how he mentions it just a little bit in that clip, if you heard it there. He says, yes, we were taking a walk and kind of just relaxing before we really pushed the book. What? So you did this for a book. So remember, Secret Service actually showed up at James Comey's house. And they did ask him some questions. And apparently they left the house. No charges, obviously. But he said, oh, yeah, no, I'll never do that again. See, look, he's the former FBI director. He knows what he can get away with. And I don't think his wife is stupid. But here we are. Here we are. It is sad to see, because if that's what people are doing these days to promote a book, calling on the calling for an assassination of our president, I think we finally hit rock bottom here, right? I mean, seems like it. We've got Tom. Tom, did you want to weigh in about South Africa?
Yeah, so thanks for taking my call there. I was just wondering if about South Africa, if Riggs and Murtaugh were ashamed of themselves now. The 1989 movie Lethal Weapon 2, in which the political correctness machine made it look like South Africa. It was the white people from South Africa that were the racists. Now it appears that it's the black people from South Africa who are really the racists. Mel Gibson and Danny Glover ought to try and chime in on this. What do you think?
I don't think we'll see that happen. To be honest with you, Tom, I've never seen that movie. I have no idea.
Check it out. It's worth looking at, because they turned the whole thing around.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, you know what? And maybe there are people that are listening to the show that don't know this. I might have seen maybe a handful of movies my entire life. And I don't know. I mean, my mom will tell you it's ADHD, which I don't think I have ADHD. But she says, you know, maybe that's what it is. But I can't stay seated and just watch a movie for that amount of time. Now, I attempt to do it. I've watched more movies in the past, I say, 3 or 4 months now than I have, I think, ever in my life, because I do want to know the references here. But I've never been a movie person. I've never been really a TV person. It doesn't keep my attention. I don't know what it is, but I will, you know what, Tom, for you, I'll check the movie out. I will do that. I also wanted to, again, turn my attention here, and I'm not going to go too far into the details. I just want to read this to you because we were talking about Bonnie Griffith. She is the Howard County woman that was killed, 69-year-old woman, killed before Mother's Day, four juveniles driving, recklessly in Howard County, ended up going over the double yellow line, and they hit Bonnie head on. Now, the driver of the stolen vehicle, he could not run from the scene because apparently he broke his leg and was seriously hurt. He was taken to the hospital. Now, we are told that he does have charges as of now, but he's a minor, and the charges look like they are going to come with very lenient consequences, unfortunately. But here in Baltimore, you had another situation just like that. Here's the headline. Stolen car crashes into woman. Suspect still on the run. This can be found at Fox 45, done by Vincent Hill. He says a devastating crash on Lombard Street, captured on a cell phone video and shared on Instagram, has left residents shaken and raised concerns about juvenile crime in the city. Alicia Harding, that's the woman's name, who was driving a black car with her daughter and a friend, actually talked about the incident. There is an interview with Alicia speaking, by the way, if you want to check it out. She says, we were coming through the light. All of a sudden, this red car just like crashed into us, spun us around. Again, that was Alicia telling you her side of the story. The car apparently struck them. The car that struck them was apparently a stolen Hyundai. It was taken from Southeast Baltimore nearly a month ago. That's the part of the story that really stuck out to me. This car was stolen a month ago. How long has this car been on the street? I would assume the entire month. And nobody pulled this individual over? Nobody did, you know, never? Nobody ran the tags? Nothing? Saw this car was stolen? Well, anyways, Alicia Harding described the driver as possibly a juvenile. She said, if I had to guess, he was like 16 or 17 years old. The Baltimore police have not confirmed that the suspect was a juvenile, only stating that the car was stolen and the driver fled from the scene. I would go ahead and I would wager, I would take a bet on this story if I could. And I would say it was a juvenile. And I will say that they've had the stolen car and they've been driving it on the street since they stole it. We have a juvenile crisis in this entire state. And yet, again, we have Governor Westmore, Vincent Schiraldi, and so many others that don't want to take this seriously. And that's why I still continue to give props to the state's attorneys that are calling all of this out. Just as a program note, so you guys know, Monday is the holiday, but I will still be here. Tuesday, we'll be joined by Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker. He will join us to discuss his latest press release on a migrant arsonist. And I'm also going to ask him about the juvenile crime, because there's obviously been an uptick there in Carroll County as well. And I would love to know how his experience has been working with DJS, or even not working with DJS. All right, coming up next, we are going to head over to both Anne Arundel County, and I do want to talk a little bit about the Maryland Democrat Party, and not because I like them or anything, but there are some changes being made in the party that I think in some way, if we do this strategically enough, it can benefit the Republican Party here in Maryland. All that and more coming up next.
When you hear the words nonprofit organization, what comes to mind? Is it a place your dog called home before finding you? Is it an organization that supports accessibility? Is it a place that ensures your safety and that of those you love? That protects endangered wildlife and habitats or fights for our most basic needs? It's impossible to show all the ways nonprofit organizations make a difference in our world. One animal, one person, one cause at a time. But it's not impossible to be part of it. When you give what you have to a nonprofit organization that needs what you can give, you help promote, protect, and strengthen the reach of these incredible organizations. The Nonprofit Alliance is here, helping connect people like you to the nonprofits that enrich your life, your community, and the world we share. Reach out to a nonprofit organization that inspires you today to find how you can help make the world a better place.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. We were talking, obviously, this morning about the tragedy in D.C. outside the Jewish Museum. Then we were talking about the unfortunate situation in South Africa. And then also, I did just mention the woman, Alicia Harding, that was hit with a stolen car in Baltimore City. And again, that story is by Vincent Hill, if you want to check it out on Fox 45's website. When we get back from the big break here, we are going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Anne Arundel County. But I did want to just note this. In Anne Arundel County schools, they're kind of they're in a hot seat right now because of staffing issues. And I don't know if you've heard about the story in regards to Brian Levy, but he's a special needs student who choked on a rubber glove back in 2019. And he unfortunately passed away, but he choked on that glove while he was at school. And the parents are saying that there was no one there to save him due to the staffing shortage. Now, Chris Papp with Project Baltimore has the story. And when I saw this story, of course, my heart breaks for this family. How awful, right? Sending your special needs child to school and learning after he passes away that they're short staffed for special needs students. I mean, that's another thing here. If you wouldn't just tell parents what's going on, most parents will then say, okay, well, I'm going to make the best decision for my child. And you let them make the decision. And it sounds to me as the parents had no idea they were short-staffed. Again, this is in Anne Arundel County. And it is very unfortunate, but it made me think of the Curwood Commission / Blueprint, you know, all the money that we're going to be throwing into that, along with Governor Wes Moore's State of the State address. If you recall, he said that he's going to be hiring way more teachers. Remember that part? You'll recruit teachers from out of state and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about, you know, what is the incentive for any teacher to come here to Maryland? I mean, yeah, the salary might be okay. But if you can't discipline the kids in the classroom, they're still, you know, creating chaos every single morning. Do teachers really want to deal with that? Even if you had a $10,000 increase in pay? I don't know. I mean, it's your sanity at that point. But it made me think of that because I don't believe they have a plan to recruit more teachers, not just in Anne Arundel County. The entire state seems to be dealing with this shortage. And I will guarantee you, because of still the same nonsense going on in these schools today, I guarantee you, you're going to have even more teachers resign at the end of this school year. Then what? See, these are these little things that we're not talking about. I know we're very focused on the budget. You know, we're focused on what's going on in Capitol Hill, which, you know, all makes sense. But when it comes to the school system, and it comes to, we talk a lot about the sexually explicit books. We talked about the vending machines they wanted to put in these schools, you know, that had condoms in it. The whole thing was a mess, right? But they're not really talking about the shortage of teachers and bus drivers. And I do feel as though that this is really going to hit us. And I think, you know, I think it's going to hit us in a way where we're going to have some major issues. And it's on the back burner now, and nobody's really talking about it. I mean, look, you had the Legislative Black Caucus. They're now going back and forth right now with Governor Moore over reparations. And not reparations itself, the study of reparations. Meanwhile, some of the worst schools in Maryland are in predominantly Black neighborhoods, and they are also dealing with the teacher shortage. I just wanted to put this on your radar because I do believe that this is going to be a huge issue. And I don't think it's been addressed. And I think when they end up doing this special session in the fall, I'm hoping that some of our Republican delegates and state senators bring this up, because the last thing we want to do is, you know, get caught in the situation with no solution. And you have kids missing school or put in classes where you've got a class size of, you know, 65 to 70 students. All right, coming up next, we'll continue to our Anne Arundel County.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, "Out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best." Kenneth said, "Your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results." Christine said, "They were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it." If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall.